From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Today marks the last day of class at Manatee County's Duet Elementary School. Literally. It's the end of an era, as the one-room schoolhouse in the farming community about 40 miles outside Bradenton closes for the last time. WGCU's John Davis reports it's the last one-room schoolhouse in Florida and had been one of only 27 left operating in the U.S.
Kids cool down with popsicles as they prepare to go back inside Duet Elementary School after recess. The kindergarten through fifth graders here mix and mingle with little regard for who belongs in what grade. That's because they all attend class together in one room with their teacher and principal, Donna King, known as Miss Donna. She's been with the school for the past 23 years and has also been the driving force that's kept the school open. King says the one-room schoolhouse had faced threats of closure going back at least 35 years.
And I show to people who come a yellowed newspaper article from the 70s that say there was a threat of the school closing. For many years, the community would rise up whenever there was talk of closing the school, and the school district would decide to keep the school open because of community pressure.
That changed in 2009 when the Manatee County School Board voted to close the school due to low enrollment and financial hardships caused by the Great Recession. King officially retired that year, but still fought to keep the school going.
I saw this coming, and I went to the community and made a plea, and some people came together, and we formed a foundation, what we call the foundation, a 501c3 corporation called the Duet Education Foundation. And that corporation, the 501c3, then contracted with the Manatee School District to operate the school and has operated it up to this time.
Covering operating costs hasn't been easy, though. Parents who choose to send their kids to Duet are responsible for transportation and providing lunches from home. Money the foundation raises pays for a custodian and a teaching assistant salary, but Donna King herself has not collected a salary since 2012.
I was taking a little bit of money, just I call it gas money, to help out a little bit. But I believe when you retire, you shouldn't retire from life. You should continue giving, and whatever gifts, talents that you're blessed with, you should share them with the world. And certainly I was born to teach, and so I kept this open, and I made a commitment to parents, to the parents of the children. And now I'm sorry that I won't be able to carry that on.
Parents like Rosa Benitez say they're sad to see the school close. The decision to send her kids there wasn't just about avoiding the need for long bus rides into town. She says with just 11 students in the school, her three kids, Lena, David, and Hector, have gotten more individual attention than they would have at a more conventional school.
It's just so different here. It's more like a private school, and there are not like a whole lot of kids for two teachers. And right now I've been asking, there are like 25 kids for one teacher at the schools.
Her kids say they like the support of being in a class with their siblings, and they're no exception. All but one Duet student is here with a brother or sister. And Benitez says she knows next year her relationship with her kids' teachers may change.
Oh, Miss Donna, I even have her cell phone. I message her, call her, anything. I'm going to be late. She's like, don't worry, I'll take care of them. She's wonderful, yes. My kids love her.
Teacher and principal Donna King says teaching in this environment has suited her well. She emphasized independence and working with the child's natural psychological, cognitive, and social development. Students take standardized tests, but King says she's not keen on emphasizing grade levels.
Today, I do refer to children as grade levels because they know and because people who come into the classroom want to know. But I don't teach first grade. I don't teach third grade. What does it matter what grade you're in? We're just here to learn and work.
The school itself serves as a history lesson. It first opened in 1930 as what was then referred to as a strawberry school, something King says is unique to Florida.
The reason schools were called strawberry schools is because the schools were closed from December to June because children were needed in the fields to pick strawberries. So the strawberry season dictated the school calendar.
The school didn't adopt a more traditional academic schedule until 1952.
Probably when we started having child labor laws more enforced. Children didn't work on farms. you know, that we went to a traditional calendar just like the other schools.
Earlier this year, members of the DeWitt Community Association feared the school's closure could mean losing a piece of history. The historic schoolhouse and its 15-acre campus, dotted with Spanish moss-draped live oak trees, now serves as a community center for the unincorporated town. Manatee County School Superintendent Dr. Diana Green says not to worry. The school district plans to retain and preserve the property.
Oh, it's a beautiful school, and it does remind you of that one-room schoolhouse that, you know, was so famously brought to life on shows like Little House on the Prairie and, you know, books that I've read related to our early days of public education.
Green says the district plans to bring students here on field trips for a hands-on experience about Florida history.
We are looking at providing a social studies curriculum tied to our state standards on early public education for our second graders, and we would use the DeWitt School as a culminating activity that would show what was life like in public education during the 1800s.
Students like Melissa and Marissa Botello say they like that the school will be preserved, but they're not looking forward to attending a new school in the fall.
I don't want to go.
I don't want the school to close. I wish I could go back in time to second grade where this never happened.
Time travelers.
Yeah. Even so, they'll join generations of students moving on from grade school from DeWitt with fond memories of their one-room schoolhouse teacher.
I also love my teacher, Miss Dunn. She's the best.
Yeah, she's the best teacher you'll ever have.
John Davis, WGCU News.